What did you see from your group in that opener when you had a chance? And what would be kind of your overview of what you see from them this summer?
The biggest thing, you know, that I was looking at when we went into the game as a group, we were talking about block destruction, getting off blocks and getting to the ball. And there's quite a few plays in there where we did that. And, you know, we can always improve. There's some spaces in there where we can get better at. But, you know, that's what I was looking for, is just block destruction, being where you're supposed to be, knock guys back, get off the ball, and make some plays. And, you know, a couple of the guys did a good job in there. And, we're always looking to improve. But that was the biggest thing going into the game, was, you know, knock back and getting off and making plays.
Looks like Bunga had a pretty good night for you guys. I mean, can you talk about his development?
He did a great job as a young player, and I don't know exactly how long it's been since he's actually played in a game, because he was hurt in his senior year, didn't play last year. So it's been about a year and three quarters since he's played in a true game. I thought he did a great job of taking over the role as the mic backer, making calls. He made a great call in there, and I got the guys lined up and did a good job. And, I like his development. I think he's doing a great job. He got on a few plays, made a hell of a play, tipping the ball. And I think he's going to get better and better as he goes.
Do you have any idea whether you're
going to
get Jamil McClain back?
You have to ask the medical guys. I'm not a doctor, unfortunately.
Bunga seems like he's got some athleticism.
He does. He's got some range. He's a stocky young man, but he has range, and he can move around in there. So that's what we saw in college film prior to his injury coming out of college, and that's why we brought him, and he showed some good stuff there.
How did John Beeson look to you?
Good. You know, I think John, you know, it's been a while since he's played too, but he did a great job of commanding the defense and getting the calls out and getting himself in position to make plays. Made a couple plays in there, and I like what I saw of his limited snaps.
What are your options at middle linebacker if Jamil's not there behind John? And who would you move any of the other guys around if you needed to? Devon in there, or JT, or
what we've always done is, to me, every guy has their position, and they all have alternate positions based on what we know about different guys. And so there's a lot of different options that you can go to, you know, because normally you go into a game maybe five, maybe six backers on the 46. So everybody's going to have to play dual roles. And, you just have to – each week that changes because of injuries. And, all the guys know how to go in there and do it. And I feel confident that all those guys could take over that role. And the guys that are alternate mics, they could do that.
Is that an option for Devon, or would you rather keep him on that strong side and let him kind of do his thing there?
This past spring and even some last year, we put him in some at Mike, and he has an ability. He does a great job of getting the calls out and know where to play. And you know, he's a big backer now. I mean, he's a big man, so he does a good job with that.
How much has his pass rush improved, Kennard?
I think he's better and better now that we're asking him to do some of that. And, the problem that you, quandary that you come into is, okay, you know, he's got to cover and do coverage stuff. And then, okay, now we want him to rush. And, you know, you just got to be able to balance that as a staff and decide when he can go down and do some rush stuff, when he can do the coverage stuff, because you can't do all of just one, so he's got to do both. And he does a good job. He's played out there in college, so it's not like it's foreign to him. Very similar to Victor Butler, you know, he's played out there, he's done that, so it's not foreign to him. Just have to keep getting the reps when we can.
What do you see from JT? What are some of his strengths, maybe? Some of the things you're trying to work on with him, and he's obviously a new guy here in this defense.
Well, I think both those new guys, JT and Jonathan Casillas, both have a lot of range. They can run, their speed. They're both tough guys, you know. So, just the ability to have a speed guy out there, and it helps when we go to sub, and, you know, if they have to cover down on a tight end. And, that's really what you see out of those type of guys. They can walk out on a guy and not feel uncomfortable. And so that's what you get. And then the fact that they can run, you know, I mean, this game, you got to be able to run, and if you're a backside pursuit guy, be able to run the ball down and do those type of things. But both those guys show that kind of stuff.
You see Casillas in certain packages there, and JT as well. Is that sort of the way you're looking at it? Is, hey, we're gonna try and fit these guys in depending on their skill as much as possible, or is what it comes down to it? Or are you gonna try and narrow guys down?
Well, right now we're just more just trying to get our stuff in and package in and where they fit and that kind of stuff. As we get narrower down, then it's gonna be about, okay, who best fits where, what, how are we gonna play this game? It's going to be three-backer game, two-backer game. You know, how are we going to play it? And a lot of that will depend on the opponent. So they give you a lot of flexibility because they can play either or. So the flexibility is nice as a coach.
Yeah.